Go ahead, guys.
When did you find out your life had been turned upside down?
Actually, I found out today. I was in the middle of a lift, and came down and got me, and I went to the coach's office, and there was going to treat me, and I was going to Cincinnati.
What do you know about where you're going?
Not much. I know it's a great opportunity for me to come in there and either be a third down back, and they think they want to use me more as a running back, so I'm looking forward to that. I still got a lot of skills, catch the ball in the backfield and run the ball. I don't think I'm a regular fullback, every down fullback, just go in there and blow up edge, but if they want me to do that, so I'll do it.
So you see yourself more as a running back and not a fullback here?
Oh, yeah, I think they feel the same way. I got speed and some hands at the backfield, so I'm definitely looking forward to the opportunity and what they're going to use me as.
Were you a third down back in St. Louis? I think that's how they might envision you here, right? Third down back?
Actually, my rookie year, I started four games at running back when Steven Jackson went down. I was number two running back, and when he came back, the rest of the games I started at fullback. So I've done both since I've been there. Last year I got hurt, so I missed the whole season last year. I really had 1 year in the league, but looking forward to this opportunity.
How is your shoulder?
It's good. It's 100%. I did both mini camps for Rams Ed, and my shoulder's feeling great. All the strength's back in them, and I'm back to normal.
So you've been cleared?
Yep.
So what'd you do to it? What was the official?
I tore a rotator cuff last year. And preseason. I sprained it in preseason, and then I rehabbed it back, came back, and then I'm tearing it. Got surgery on it last year, and now I'm back to 100%.
Do you know anybody on the Bengals?
Not personally, no. So I know some of the players, but other than that, no, I really don't know anybody.
That's kind of tough to find out. Like, you wake up in the morning, you go to your job, and they tell you you've been transferred.
It's part of the job. That's what it brings. A lot of guys are moving the team every year. So I'm just looking at it as an opportunity, and I think it's a good opportunity for me. I'm excited about it.
Do you have any idea you were on the trading block?
I had some idea. The new coaching staff, when they come in, you always have some idea that you don't really know what they want or what they expect, and I was hurt last year, so went through two mini camps and felt pretty good, and I guess they decided to go a different way, and Cincinnati wanted me, so I'm happy with it.
So then I guess you didn't demand a trade, huh?
Excuse me?
I said I guess you didn't demand a trade.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, the most depressing sign in the world is when you get to Syracuse, it says Watertown, 200 more miles, right?
Yep.
You're from Governor, right?
I'm from Governor, yeah. I'm from way upstate New York, right? Straight in the country.
How far from Watertown?
About 45 minutes north of Watertown.
How far from Canada?
About 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, it's way up there.
Do you envision being here later this week, early next week?
I got a physical on Monday, so I'm coming in Monday, and I'll be there for that whole week, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, see their schedule and see what they do for camp and May camp, all that kind of stuff. And be back from here in St. Louis for a little bit, get my stuff packed up, and move into Cincinnati.
So I don't know. I mean, I guess you followed the obviously you followed the 07 draft. But it's kind of ironic that I think the back that was picked before you was Kenny Irons, who came here.
Yeah, it was, actually. And I think he got hurt, right? He tore his ACL?
Yeah, fourth carry of his career.
Oh, it was a career ender?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
But I was wondering if maybe you kind of, when you said, when they said Cincinnati, if that kind of popped into your head.
No, I actually didn't, but I do remember him going there before me. The pick before me. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Let's see, say hello to Fort Drum.